سلام، فهیم هستم و با یکی دیگه از برنامه‌های رادیو ایلسا آفرینش در خدمتتونم. امیدوارم که تا پایان این برنامه ما رو همراهی کنید. در پادکست قبلی رادیو ایلس یک کیوکارد پارت دوم رو کار کردیم که در اون ملزم بودیم تا راجع به موقعیتی صحبت کنیم که آموزشی رو به کسی ارائه دادیم. برنامه امروز سوالات احتمالی پارت سوم این کیوکارد رو مورد بررسی قرار میده. با توجه به اینکه فرصتی برای فکر کردن راجع به پاسخ سوالات در این قسمت ندارید، نکته‌ای که در جواب دادن به سوالات این بخش میتونه بهتون کمک کنه اینه که با استناد به تجربیات شخصی و باز کردن هر کدوم تا حد کافی آرگومنت مناسبی رو ارائه بدید. سوال اول رو میشنویم. Is it important to practice when learning something new? پاسخ احتمالی به سوال اول رو با هم میشنویم.
Well, yeah, of course. As the saying goes, practice does make perfect. And the more you work on the materials you're trying to learn, the faster and better you will be on the uptake. There might be actually some individual learning habits. I mean, someone might be a quick study and get his head around the issue at hand and he'll learn the whole thing in no time. But here, I'm talking about the majority. And this majority has to have constant practice in order to make the stuff being learned stick in the mind. I've always done this, and it works 100%.
تعدادی از عبارات و اصطلاحاتی که در این پاسخ به کار رفت رو بررسی می‌کنیم.
Practice makes perfect. تمرین کردن باعث پیشرفت میشه. It's only a matter of time for you to achieve that medal. Remember, practice makes perfect. Fast on the uptake. کسی که مطالب رو سریع یاد میگیره. My brother is fast on the uptake. He learns everything quickly. Stick in mind. جا گرفتن. I have to review the lesson if I wanted to stick in my mind.
سوال دوم رو با هم میشنویم.
Do you prefer teaching people using images or by telling them?
پاسخ احتمالی به سوال دوم رو با هم دیگه میشنویم.
For my money, visual aids are indispensable. You can't just do away with them, you know what I mean? But using images, you're not only transferring the info through hearing ability, but also drawing on your audience's visual sense. Another plus point of using visuals is that you don't have to be the cliche chatterbox anymore, boring your students to death with unnecessary words. I mean, a picture paints 1,000 words, right? Just save yourself the trouble of talking too much.
در ادامه عبارات و اصطلاحات استفاده شده در این پاسخ رو با هم بررسی می‌کنیم.
For my money, به نظر من. For my money, you have to talk to Jane first. To bore someone to death.
کسی رو به شدت کسل کردن و یا حوصله کسی رو سر بردن.
My grandma always bores me to death with her stories. To do away with something.
چیزی رو حذف کردن.
You cannot do away with the laws if you want to drive.
سوال سوم رو با هم میشنویم.
Do you think that young people can teach the older ones?
در ادامه پاسخ احتمالی به سوال سوم رو با هم گوش میدیم.
Of course, why not? I mean, teaching is an art, and if a teacher knows this stuff, It wouldn't make that much of a difference, whether the students are older or younger than him. I believe if you've got the gift of the gab, you'd make everyone tune in a way that the age of the students would not matter, even in the slightest. I'm quite sure that the old folks would not mind this issue either. I say this stuff actually because I've seen it and done it myself, and I can assure you that the experience for both groups is legit.
تعدادی از عبارات و اصطلاحات این پاسخ رو بررسی می‌کنیم. To know your stuff. کار بلد بودن. He's a professional. He knows his stuff. To have the gift of the gab. قدرت کلام داشتن. He convinced everyone in the party. He's definitely got the gift of the gab. Legit. یک واژه سلنگ به معنای عالی. I had a very nice time with him. It was legit. امیدوارم که این برنامه هم مورد استفاده شما دوستان واقع شده باشه. تا برنامه بعد، بدرود.